Dude, I know Jeff's probably mad at us for doing that shit.
Trying to see who we are. And they mad cause they ain't. That these weak hoes came. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us.
And they just gon' be mad at us. Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house.
And as y'all know, we always in the house, and let me go ahead and shout out my name that I was previously known as, Tiana Sick of the BS.
Yes.
Okay, yes. I am the artist, formerly known as Tiana Sick of the BS. Okay. But anyways, let's get right on into it. We're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and
pay attention.
Okay, because don't tell mama the babysitter is dead.
They decided to do it on all black cast this time.
It's not all black, girl. It's not.
Oh, wait, the babysitter's white.
There's also her.
That's the babysitter, ain't it?
No. Miss Pat is playing the mama. I don't know who the babysitter is.
That old ass lady with the white hair.
I don't know who these. Is that guy white?
No.
Okay. But anyways, it's not all. It's predominantly black. Let's say that. The cast is predominantly black. Miss Pat, the comedian, is playing the mom. And then all the children, of course, are of African descent. Are they black?
I gotta see this movie though.
Yeah.
But don't tell mom the babysitter dead with Christina.
It's a classic.
Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite all time movies.
Yes. But Miss Pat posted that on her page. I think, what was it today? Was it today or was it yesterday?
It might have been yesterday.
Before? Let me see.
It was yesterday because that's when you sent it to me.
It was today. 2 days ago. Never mind. It was 2 days ago. Okay. 3 days ago. No, 2 days ago. Miss Pat posted.
And we don't always
had so
each
much
other
fun.
On purpose.
Yeah, she had so much fun.
Just
on,
to let y'all know, we just
on
do
the
that.
Set of the movie, and she's so happy to be redoing this movie. And y'all need to go see it.
Yeah, because you know, apparently the Gen Z are just Gen Z producers and writers these days can't come up with no new shit.
But the movie will be out nationwide on April 12th. So, you guys, go check it out.
I was
it's going to be in theaters. I'm not going to the theater to see it.
No.
But I'm going to wait till it comes out on the streaming services. You know,
that'll
probably be
that
like
long.
A couple weeks later.
Now,
I'm not saying it's going to be like a couple weeks later because back in the day when a movie came out, it took
a year sometimes.
Months or a year for them to get.
I don't remember E.T. being on VHS until, it was a whole year after it came out in theaters. We went to see it when it first came out in the theaters. Remember that? That was the first movie we ever saw.
Yeah, but
how
this movie...
How old were we? I forget, but yeah.
Nowadays, movies drop and they'll be on a streaming service like maybe at the most a month later.
Like at the most, yeah.
At the most. So I like to wait until they get on the streaming service. And I do not watch...
And I like to wait until I can find it on a bootleg site somewhere.
I do not watch like social media, so I don't get the spoilers or anything of that nature. Like I just recently watched Color Purple.
That was our first movie we ever seen.
What?
No, that was our first movie we ever went to the movies to see.
Oh.
E.T. I remember going.
E.T., yeah.
I was only 4 years old. Tiana was two, so she probably doesn't remember.
Is it still recording?
Yeah. See, when it's orange right here, that means it's recording.
Oh, okay.
I found that out. Over trial and error.
trial and error.
I found out that I could look up stuff while we're on my phone while we're doing our podcast. But yeah.
But again, movies are dropped like, and then like a, I will say like three.
I say
three
at the most.
Six
at the most.
Weeks
at
the latest.
Most 4 weeks.
It'll be on the streaming.
I say 6 weeks at the latest, 4 weeks at the most. Most.
Yeah, because there's so many movies being put out there like on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like, these streaming services
and,
just dropping movies. 85%
of them. And 85% of them are redone movies. But yeah.
Yeah.
No offense on this one. Nate, can you imagine if they do Us 20 years from now? like when when we're old and them are dead, and they do us and our grandkids are watching it.
Why won't we be dead 20 years from now?
I said old or dead. Old or dead.
And your 60s is old now?
I will be damn near 70 in 20 years. What are you talking about?
Gina, why you keep aging yourself? You're not that old.
No, and I'm 45, so in 20 years, I will be 65. That's damn near 70.
No, it's not damn near
halfway 70. To 70.
Halfway.
Damn near 70, halfway to 70, same difference. Yeah. So I can imagine, like, my little grandkids
so
come to me.
So is 70 old nowadays? Because we see how some of them 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds.
They do be looking good.
Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ain't he almost 90-something?
He has to be, and he's still in good
He looks
shape.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chuck Norris.
I mean, he looks older, but yeah, Chuck Norris, too. Chuck he looks Norris. Good, too. Oh, Clint Eastwood. Come on, that nigga.
Well, hold on. What about Cher?
Oh, but Cher did get plastic surgery back in the day. But she still do look good.
I don't know what she got, but that lady is kicking it, and she's looking good, and she still got hours.
Well, that body, even if she did get a little nips and tucks here and there, that body is basically the body she had back in the day. It's just a little thicker. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay, so Terry Crews also just recently did a show, a show on Shay Shay Club. You know, Shannon Sharpe's club?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his YouTube page. You can look it up on YouTube.
Well, he calls it Shay Shay Club.
It's
club
called Shay Shay. Club Shay Shay.
So that's Shannon Sharpe's club. So yeah,
Shannon Sharpe's club Shay Shay. Terry Crews. Y'all all know who Terry Crews is.
Yes.
Like, we don't have to.
Anyway, white girls.
We don't have to, like, get all into it. Yeah. But Terry Crews, he stated on Club Shay Shay that he was paid $0 for doing Training Day.
That
he was paid $400K for doing Friday at the Next.
$4,000K
for $4,000.
Yeah, $4,000.
Yeah, that was a really big
role. So 4K.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it kind of made the movie for me, but he was only paid.
It was Friday after the Next that he did, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Friday at the Next. And then you said something about Ice Cube said the budget was small.
Yeah, he said the budget was small that time.
Okay, that's cool. I understand that.
When Cat Williams was talking about how he really didn't get paid shit for doing the Friday After Next.
But they signed up for it anyways. Yeah. Because they knew it would be really big.
Yeah.
Now, after the movie became as big as it is today,
okay, so
he needed to pay them more money. That's all I'm saying.
Ice Cube was
digging your $1 million pocket. I'm going to need you.
Ice Cube's a billionaire.
Goddamn, he might be damn near. Hey, if he's not, he hiding money. Don't after him, IRS. No, I'm just saying, don't go after him.
Well, obviously, the IRS would go after him. We were here about it like Wesley Snipes. But yeah.
Or you know, we'll talk about that later. But anyway.
Let me see.
That since the movie was such a huge success.
I don't know if you have any.
Since the movie, like. Shannon Sharpe said, I don't know if you know.
Oh, damn.
If you know or if you know.
Nope. He's only, he's $160 million. That's his net worth.
Girl, how true is that? We know that shit be lying.
If he's throwing shit offshore, which probably he is, which I wouldn't blame him, he's probably worth way more than that.
I know he's worth way more than that. Stop
but you got to realize, though, a lot
his
of
his concert, never mind.
A lot of net, hey, I don't a work lot of net worth is based on
we
the
ain't
property
snitching.
Owned and
Let's
the asset you have.
Let's not snitch.
I'm not snitching on a nigga because I don't know what he got in his pocket.
No, I don't know what he got
in his pocket. Get your hand out your pocket, motherfucker.
I ain't got my hand in his pocket, so I don't know what he rocking with. And what I got to say is that, or what I have to say is that, girl, I'm tipsy. But I got to say, the Pinot got me going.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but I think that Ice Cube should pay them some more money since the movie was so successful.
But nobody knew what the movie was going to be that successful.
Not just him. You know, because he did it through the studios, Universal Studios, I believe. So or whatever studios he did it through, they should pay them more money.
No, they should have a better mind to say, hey, I want a certain amount of royalties from this film.
But not.
Die. No, don't die, me sister. Because
you know they didn't have the God-given sense to do that. Come on now.
Well, that's what they do.
So many black actors. actors before them.
I mean, like, that's why TLC went bankrupt twice.
Right. So. They accepted these contracts because they did not know. Keep it real. They didn't know how the industry worked. They just was like, ooh, it's a big check. You know,
yeah.
$4,000 seemed like a lot to
me. I mean, $4,000 in the late 90s, early 2000s was a decent amount of money. You could do a lot with $4,000.
I mean, your rent was what, $800?
No, it depends on where you live.
Your mortgage probably was like $300.
It depends on where you live. Yeah, that's what
right,
I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You could have paid off
his house back then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because $5,000 or $4,000 was a decent amount of money back then. But after the movie was such in the movie franchise, mm-hmm. not just that movie, had made so much
money.
They
could only get royalties off the movies they were actually participating in.
And I know, that's what I'm saying. They should be able to get some type of a legal compensation for the roles that they played in those movies at such
also,
a low...
Now you want Ice Cube to get fired because he made more money off those movies than they made off of the movies?
Get fired for what?
No, I mean sued.
Or canceled.
Yeah, like this new cancel culture. Ice Cube's gonna be the new P. Diddy and the new R. Kelly or the new Bill Cosby.
But what I have to say is, what in the slave Hollywood is going on with how these black actors are being paid?
Offered a $10,000 contract.
True, but we had the right minds. You know,
we did not accept that.
It seemed shady.
Well, no, we still don't have no record deal. We still don't have no deals.
It don't matter because we LLC.
I mean, we wasn't.
We got an LLC.
We weren't about to take that $10,000. No.
And let y'all know that when y'all listening to our show and when y'all telling y'all friends about our show that y'all are supporting a black business, baby. We own our shit. It is us. This is all us.
Don't just say black business because we have to appeal to a mass audience.
I don't care. We black owned and operating.
Black. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we black owned and operating.
No, but it does sound better when you say we're individual women own our own business.
Tap your feet.
We are individual women who own our business, who are trying to get up and take care of our families.
That part. That's true.
I don't know.
But I was like, the better question is, why did these actors accept this shit?
Well, at the time, they were not, I mean,
knowledgeable.
Even though
that's my thinking,
I didn't even realize that Terry Crews was that character. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I did not start realizing Terry Crews' talent until he played in White Girls, and then afterwards when he played in other movies. I'm serious. Like, you don't even realize.
Terry Crews has over 100 and something movies.
Yeah, now, but mm-hmm. but. His movies, he getting paid way more for movies now than he did back then. He's not no longer an actor getting $4,000 for playing a small role in a film.
Right.
Hey, but hey, don't talk. We did an independent film.
Yeah.
We didn't get paid shit.
We were just extras.
And
huh?
Yeah.
We should have been paid.
No, but extras get paid.
Yeah, we should have been paid, but we volunteered.
I mean, Kelsey, our cousin Kelsey was doing an extra on that film, on that one Chicago show. What was it called again? The Shy,
yeah.
Yeah, she was getting paid $200 to $400, like, just sit there, act like she's smoking a cigarette. Like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's no reason why anybody should get $0 on a film that they were in, especially if they had an actual role. No matter how small it was.
But keep it real, Gina. We knew the director was black. We knew it was an all-black cast. We knew that how black people were dealing with the disparities. Say it again.
Disparities
in Hollywood. And we wanted to be a part of this black film, period. And so we signed up voluntarily to not get paid.
Well, we didn't do that, though. But you talking about them.
No, we did sign up voluntarily.
Yeah. You talking about to be extras on that show.
Voluntarily
on this movie, and they cut off the whole scene. We was in.
Mm-hmm. I saw the movie. I haven't seen it.
I saw the movie. All they did was focus on the fake dead body and the dude pretending to be dead in the casket. That's all they did.
Well, that's sad.
They had to do all of that shit. We was there for fucking what, 4 hours, and 3-4 hours. I don't know exactly how long we were there. And all they did with that scene was focus on the casket.
That was crazy.
Yes, I was kind of shitty about that. I mean, I don't care if you didn't show me, but damn, show the people in the background. Like, why did you sit up there and have us do all this shit? You tell us what to do, and we followed it, and then you just showed the casket. That was some bullshit. Yeah, but it's okay.
Well, Cardi B.
For reference, I'm going to put that dude's production out here. It was called Death of a Butterfly. That's the movie.
Oh, well, send it to me so I can see it, because I have never seen it. I would like to watch it. But
it was pretty good. It was low budget. You could tell it was low budget. But yeah, it was good.
Well, speaking about independence, but it was Cardi B has put out her first freestyle as an independent woman. She's supposedly getting a divorce from her husband. Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, Lily.
So, according to her YouTube page, she put out this new Like What freestyle music video that she did. And y'all take a listen, because I really...
We ain't smoking no blunt, but is you passing or is you holding?
But I really think y'all should check it out. This is her first music video as official divorcee, allegedly. Yeah, bitch, I already told my shit in a minute. Like, who the fuck these bitches really think they talking to? Like, bitches, fucking dumb. Class C in the cunt. Blocks in the money, get it spun. Like what? Like a cold bag, baby, just say what you want. If I ask for, I wanna hear it, yes. Bitch says she wanna be my off, God bless. Look, I even got dressed. Any hug that I took, come after YS. Oh, man, oh, man. Baby, here we go again. Pussy real fat, but he got a double chin. Where's that bitch? Okay, so we're gonna leave it at that. We can put the link in the bio.
No, we're just gonna say that we do not own the rights to this music.
Yeah, we don't own the rights to this music.
I'm not doing all that shit.
This is on her page, Cardi B's YouTube page, and wherever else.
I actually kind of like it. I mean, because I that's a song that I'll be feeling if I'm drunk at the club, so I like it.
In the strip club?
Definitely in the strip club.
I'm just saying.
No, I ain't trying to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I like strip music. I think that it's a good single girl anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a single girl anthem. But she's still married, and I don't believe they're divorced. I think that she wants to put out music that has to do with her single personality when she was single, and this is a good way to promote it, saying that she's getting a divorce. Maybe that's the issue. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But you can see her old whole implant in the video.
That's the problem.
Like, I was like, girl, don't push him up too high because that implant scar is showing. I didn't like it.
The scar? No, the scar was showing.
It wasn't a scar. It was like...
The line.
The lining of the implant. Like, in her titties. You can see... was right there.
I don't got that
shit. Like, it was right there.
I just got some big-ass titties. But, yeah.
Yeah. And I wholeheartedly have no issue... with people that get plastic surgery.
None of it.
None of it. I don't care. I really think you can go to the gym. That's my personal opinion. But I have no issue with her mommy makeover surgery.
I wasn't going to the gym per se, but like, I was going walking.
She looked fabulous,
though. I was walking an hour a day, 5 to 7 days a week. I'll say 5 to 7 days a week. I was walking an hour a day.
And you lost 5 miles, right?
And I lost my baby weight. So I was 220 after I had my first child, and I got down to like 160 something. And my stomach looked flat, but I still had a little flat flap at the bottom, though. But it was flat, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me it was flat. Like, when I put my clothes on, it don't look like I had no stomach. But I didn't get to the size I was before I had my first baby.
So you saying that these new girls, they just want instant gratification? They don't want to go to the gym.
The thing is, if you get that plastic surgery,
she got her whole six pack now. I don't know if she paid for that.
You have to maintain it. Like, Laura, what was that girl you showed me yesterday from the baddies? The one with the funny legs. She looked like she had implants in her legs. She, instead of getting her stomach, her fat stuck out of her stomach and put in her booty, she got her fat stuck out of her stomach and put her legs up. She looked like that bitch with the she's bow legged. What's her name again? Rolly. So Rolly supposedly allegedly had plastic surgery.
On her Instagram, she talked vividly about her plastic surgery.
Okay, so she did definitely have plastic surgery.
Yeah, she definitely had plastic surgery.
So why do her thighs look like she played on Mike Tyson's Knockout? Anyway, why do her thighs look like she played on Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson's Knockout? Her stomach ain't that flat, and she's bow-legged as fuck with these huge thighs. Huge thighs.
But I think she's more proportionate now, because remember a certain person we knew and her booty was lopsided. You know, she only had that hump at the top. That's how Rolly used to be built. She only had that little hump at the top. Like she was ill proportioned.
Yes, my China doll. I called her China doll.
So maybe even if after she lost the weight, she would have still been ill proportioned.
Oh, and you know what?
So that's why
China doll still had the really thick thighs too, even though she's a doll that works to lose the weight.
Yeah, but Rolly's situation.
Abnormally thick thighs.
Gia Mayhem is her rap name. Now, I think that even if she didn't get plastic surgery and did the workout, it's, you know.
I think she would look better. If she had just got a trainer and did the workout, I think she would look better than what she looks like now.
Well, they said now she can't even feel her stomach.
Oh, God, no.
Well, talking about not feeling a stomach, it's another baddie who just recently put out a video. She was also on Nick Cannon's show, Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
And her name is... Hi, my name is T on social media, but on YouTube, you can find her video on her page, which is called T, and this is her new song. It's called...
And look it up on Google. I write that shit down.
It's called I Versus You.
And look that shit up on...
And that's T-E-E.
Google that shit.
It's T-E-E. This is her personal YouTube page. T-E-E.
Guess that's I gotta move with security. I got bad bitch insecurity. Couldn't be hated. So did she not get a BBL?
She did. She got 5 seconds. Listen to what she's saying. Be my bitch. Bitch trying to ruin my peace. Hold eat a dick. Faking like you a girl shit make me sick. You the type of bitch that a snitch, I plead the fifth. I'm the number one pick and it's not even close. You and all your homegirls share the same clothes. Yeah, because I'm gonna go jail for a nigga that's selling drugs. And gave the drugs to me so he can go to jail. No, I would not. Just so I won't be a snitch. Now, see, you talking. I wanted them to hear what she said. She said, surgery for 4 hours straight, I can't feel my stomach or something like that. I can't feel my waist.
Oh, well, it's going to take a while. She'll get that sensation back.
She still can't feel it right now. Like, she had surgery for 6 hours straight.
And you said she didn't get her ass done? No. She got her ass done.
She got... Fat replacement surgery.
That's
so
different.
You don't really get implants or
have
anything.
You seen the implant? How you the implants out come fat, out after a while?
Yeah, and that's
I wouldn't get no implants either.
But you suck out parts of your body that you think are too fat, and then you put them in other parts of your body that does not have enough fat, like your ass and your hips or whatever.
I looked at my ass in the mirror today.
To round them out.
When I was at the doctor's office, I looked at my ass in the mirror today. Oh, my God. I was like, damn, Jesus.
Well, what I have to
and
say.
I started shaking my ass. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, so what you going to say to talk your shit? But I
think. Oh, God. I was like, damn, dumb. My ass is big. My ass is fat.
You funny.
No, for real.
But the song
is trash.
That's
what I saw my ass today.
T's song is trash. I really didn't like it. I didn't think it was good. It only has like 66,000 views, which is a lot.
Yes,
it's
a lot.
A lot of views for somebody that, you know, song is trash. But anyways, I think that this song is trash, but people keep watching it to see her ass.
Yeah.
I wanted to say
that's
that.
That's probably what it is.
I'm not a part.
Trash, I want to see your ass. Even though this song is trash. I want to see your ass. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, bitch.
Shake it, shake it.
Shake, bitch.
That's off the Burl Head. We didn't write that down, but it's true. Even though her song was trash.
Okay,
people
I ain't
was
gonna
watching
lie.
It.
Cause
they was
I
watching
enjoyed
it
watching her shake
was,
her ass.
Her ass.
I ain't gonna lie.
Her ass
looked nice.
It was alright.
It I was thought, like when I saw my ass in the mirror today at the at the doctor's office. Cause they got the bigger mirrors and you can see a whole body damn near in the mirror. And yep, I want to give credit to T's surgeon
because It did not look fake. It did not look like a regular they are getting so much surgery.
They're getting so much better.
So natural.
Yeah, and shake like a natural booty.
Yeah, it did. It was
so much better. These surgeries are getting so much better at doing those surgeries. Mm-hmm. They're killing the game on that one.
Well,
now the only way they can make the little girls' penises and the little boys' pussies be natural and be usable.
Some of them is able to use it though. I've learned that in my research.
Yeah, but they have to take those hormones that them old men do when they dick don't work no more.
Oh yeah, you gotta do them. You guys.
So this is transgender males. Yeah. Yeah.
If you guys want your sensation, make sure you're taking your pills and your medication regularly.
Yeah.
But even though those side effects aren't good, and it might not even work after the taking the pills and everything, it might not even work. But let's get into this girl. This is the strange world we live in. Parents, all I can have to say, all I have to say is, be honest with your kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you believe your child is talented, cultivate that talent. like get them into programs and lessons that are going to help them achieve their success, greatness that they are destined for.
Don't tell them they sound good when they don't.
Okay, so we're going to get into it.
Don't hire somebody that's going to tell them they sound good when they don't.
Right.
Don't hire a vocal coach that is not giving them proper coaching.
It's for example. This little girl sung this at the Pacers game here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
That dress is cute.
Yeah, she had on the whole American flag on her dress. All kind of stars and everything in her head. But this is what I mean by you need to tell your kids the truth.
Why you turn that shit up? Nobody wants to hear it. Sorry. I'm sorry, little lady. You got potential, though. Oh, this is the Mariah Carey version.
Is it?
Yes. Play, go look at the Mariah Carey.
I can't play no more.
I was done with her from the beginning.
I can't play no more, but.
No, play Mariah Carey singing the Star Spangled Banner. She's trying to sing her version. I vaguely remember that tone, but of course Mariah Carey didn't sound like that. No, Mariah Carey killed it. But yeah,
I don't know who she was emulating because it sounds like horse shit.
No, but if they had
a bunch of horse shit,
but they had help in there, she should have said through the rock. No, that's not me. That's me. Through the rock, it's red glare.
No, it's
something.
No.
Nope, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it in her tone.
Anyways, her parents was lying like they look. This is a strange world we live in where you can't tell your kids the truth. And I don't understand how she was even nominated or how she even got on that stage.
Her parents paid some money to get her on that stage.
I don't care. Somebody should have said, stop it. Stop. Stop. Did they listen to her sing the song before she got up there?
Yeah, I would like to know how her practice went. I want to know if she had a vocal coach. It is assumed that she had a vocal coach and her vocal coach allowed her to sing like this because her vocal coach could have tuned that shit down. Her vocal coach, because she has a nice voice. If she had been trained properly.
But guess what? That shit went viral.
That's all that matters, right? That's really all that matters.
Hey, her parents is like, let her sing it. It's gonna go viral. Let's let it go viral. Her name is a household name now because of this rendition of this Star Spangled Banner that she.
And mind you, she can't even see the damn comments on her awful. On there. It's but awful. Mostly everybody is saying that this is her parents' fault and her possible vocal coach's fault for her getting up there and singing. And ruining, she sounds worse than Roseanne Barr. I'm sorry, she sounds worse than Roseanne Barr singing the national anthem. Remember Roseanne Barr singing?
Yeah, it was kind of like up there with it. I think she sounded a little bit better than Roseanne, though.
Nah.
Roseanne, yeah.
Let's say it's equal. They're equally bad. Equally bad. Mm-mm. Okay, play Roseanne Barr and let's compare it.
Right, let's do it. Let's do it. Google.
Roseanne Barr singing the national anthem.
Google, play Roseanne Barr singing the national anthem.
Anthem.
It got me. Okay. Where is it? Here it is.
Wait, I want to see. I want to compare those. And again, like I said, any information you need from us.
This is courtesy of NBC7.
Oh, never mind, because at least the little girl was on. No, she's singing bad on purpose. No, she's singing bad on purpose. I can tell now. She's singing bad on purpose.
She was booed from the beginning. The audience wasn't even engaged. That girl sound way better than Roseanne
Barr.
Yeah,
but Roseanne Barr, you know, reflecting back on that and listening to her now, she sung that bad on purpose.
And that was courtesy of NBC 7 San Diego. So Roseanne Barr did that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, and it was horrible.
Okay, can we hear play? Oh, Reba McEntire. Anyway,
we're at the Super Bowl.
Oh God. Okay,
this year.
That's this year.
Okay.
Oh no! I want you to play Mariah Carey singing Star Spangled Banner.
Mariah Carey singing the Star Spangled Banner.
That Star Spangled Banner, Mariah Carey singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Did you do that on purpose? No. Listen, I got a British dude doing mine.
That's Google. I did not set it to sound like that. And I still can't find it. It's not on here.
I should have sworn that
Mariah Carey. They took it off. I don't know.
I'm about to look this
up. Yeah, look it up on your
iPhone. I'm about to Google it. Google it.
You're going to mess up the recording, though.
No, I'm not. No, that I already turned off Do Not Disturb. I didn't make the same mistake I made on Wednesday.
Okay, good deal.
But I did find all of the
let me see
if I finally found all of the segments and put them together. So if y'all want to check out Who Does It Wednesday, it's all the way together now. Okay. I fixed that shit. It's fucked up because I should not have smoked that blunt.
Mariah Carey singing the Star Spangled Banner. Here it is. I found it.
Okay.
At the Super Bowl. She was
like
at the Super
Bowl. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. No. I think she did the Mariah Carey version. If anybody.
The U.S. Marine Corps.
The
New Jersey Port Authority. And the New York City Police and Fire Department.
And this is courtesy of the Super Bowl 2002. Y'all can find it. And just Google Mariah Carey singing the Super Bowl.
2002.
I said 2022. Under the direction of Keith Lockhart.
And why do we need this long ass
intro?
Mariah Carey.
Oh my god, that damn fucking backing track. We need this ass kicked. You see what I'm talking about? She was singing that version.
No,
she sung a bad rendition of that version.
That little girl.
Yeah.
Okay, that was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
Oh my god, that's freaking.
And her daughter can sing like that now, though.
Not like that.
She's a little bit better.
She's a little bit better.
She's a little bit better. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she is.
Mariah Carey is one of the best-selling female artists of all time. And now we got her daughter who is going to surpass that.
Yeah.
I have...
Well, luckily, Beyonce is old now, so Beyonce's camp can't suppress...
Crazy.
Oh, wait, I said that all out. Hey, Beehive, don't come for me.
Don't come for me.
Don't come for me, Beehive. Don't come for me, please. But, no.
I think you're right.
Come on. Come on. Any R&B star artist that came up against Beyonce has disappeared, or they ain't like, doing too good right now. Come on. Carrie Hilson. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, let's go on to Lying Like You Look, you know, because that's what we on. We on the Lying Like You Look, because... I think that little girl, her parents straight lied.
Her parents lied to her.
They lied to the world. What they said she could do this rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
She could have done better if she had proper training. I swear to God, I feel like she could have done better. If she had the right vocal,
That's what I'm saying. You need to be honest as a parent. You'd be like, maybe in a couple years, baby, after you get the correct training, we're going to put you in vocal classes. We're going to get you there. We're going to get you there, baby, if that's what you want to do.
She,
you want to be a singer? You don't be known
as
one of the worst singers ever to sing the Star Spangled
Banner. Yeah, up there with Roseanne
Barr.
So
now you is like a meme. You a meme now. They made their daughter a meme. But anyways, lying like you look, you look, you look, you look. And you do that.
What is this?
I don't know. YouTube doing the mouth.
Fuck it. You're lying.
Nah, here you go. You're lying like you look, you look, you look, you look. And you look just like you lie.
You look,
and you look just like you lie. That part, yes. And these motherfucking parents need to quit lying to their goddamn kids.
My daughter is talented and artistically. Yeah, like, have you seen her drawings? I ain't lied to her.
She's talented, period. It's a musician. Like, she's very...
She needs more work vocally. She can be better. I know she can be better. She got the voice for it. But her artistic talent, she don't need nobody to tell her what to do with that shit.
Well, let's get into Lying Like You Look. So, you lying like you look. All I have to say
Indiana, you are making us proud.
No, that's not the right
story. Not Deanna from Indiana.
Deanna from Indiana. She is an artist that is.
But she's not for the Lying Like You Look.
No, that's not our segment. That's not our segment. Our Lying Like You Look segment is also what we were going to talk
about. She's searching through her her emails right now and her text messages.
How do you know if somebody is a bot or not?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How do you know that?
It's actually easier than what you think it is.
You said if they don't have any posts on their page.
Yeah.
That's not true. And if after they
add you as a friend, they ask you if you want to follow their page.
That's not true either.
No. If you want to follow their sex page.
Mm.
That doesn't mean
they're a bot either.
I converse with them. And I told them I was a woman. I said, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. And they kept referring to me as a male. And they wanted me to fuck them or whatever.
Yeah, that don't mean that they is a bot, though. So
that's a bot.
I think that a lot of older people really don't know how to use these new apps. Like my brother-in-law, he followed me on TikTok, but he has no videos or anything. Mm-hmm. His page is like, it looks like a bot page. But it's really him. Like, the name says his name, and then there's a whole bunch of numbers behind it because he didn't know how to edit the name when he signed up for the account. Like, that's a lot of older people. They don't know how to edit the name once they sign up for the account, so they just keep the name that they were given when they signed up for the account. Mm-hmm. And then some people think, oh, I'm not going to accept this because they're they're a bot, but it could be just an older person.
But we know who they are, and that's why they just doing this to follow and to find out what's going on with their families or to connect with whatever videos
that they really like don't know how social media works. Yeah,
exactly.
The ins and outs.
So that doesn't count. No, you can tell a bot. Like, seriously.
But you really can't.
I want to say misspelling of words, but most people can't spell.
I had to call people. I'd be like, is this your page? Because I just got
that's a friend request. That's the best way.
From a page that sent us you. Like, our best friend, she had to get, another page.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because somebody was using her name.
No, it was her son, remember?
Yeah, it was her son, but he was using her name and, posting stuff on her page as if he was her, but it wasn't her, it was her son.
No, it was obviously not her, and it was obviously somebody else on her page.
But we found out that it wasn't a bot. We originally thought it was a bot.
Yeah.
They had stole her page, or a hacker, or whatever. Yeah. They had stole her page, and it turned out to be, it was her son. It wasn't a fake page. It was still a real person. That's all I'm saying. Like, that's why this is my, you need to watch out for those bot pages, because they can get into your accounts and put links on your pages to where you could click on the link and they get all your information, honey.
Well, yeah.
They'll get everything that you got going for yourself, and they will use it against you.
Hey, I haven't had that problem yet, thank God.
They will steal your social media. They will steal your social media name. But YouTube and Facebook has told me every single time that somebody has tried to steal my page. I guess it's because my social media name is so unique. At first, it was Tiana.
That really helped. That's what the one thing they said. Yeah. You need to come up with a unique name.
Unique name.
And a unique password.
And unique password. And my unique name, at first, it was Tiana Sick of the BS. And again, BS stands for basic situations. Then I changed my name to Tiana Non-Basic. And then on some of my social media pages, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basic. But still Tiana Non-Basic. I'm still Tiana Non-Basic, y'all. But I'm also Queen T.
Unlike me, my name is different for every social media account.
Every single one? Yes. That's a good way to go too, y'all.
Because on TikTok, no, but they say if you're trying to get out there and put your name out there, you should keep it consistent. So my TikTok is Gina Heal or Heels Have Eyes. I mean, no. It's LaGina Gilder or Heels Have Eyes. My Facebook is Gina Heal. My Instagram is LaGina Gilder 78. Oh no, LG 78. My bad, LG 78. Which LaGina Gilder is LG. Let's see. So I didn't keep the same name for each account. So, and my
our joint account for our business is Gold Singer Songwriters on Facebook, but it's also AKA Honestly I'm by the Podcast. So we are still Gold Singer Songwriters, but we are also AKA Honestly Unbothered. But we are also Honestly Unbothered Podcast.
Yeah. So if y'all looking to, if y'all want to send us an email and send us y'all music, which we've been asking y'all to do for the last 5 years, it's been about three years. I exaggerated.
Yeah, we're exaggerating.
Don't hesitate to send your music to honestlyunbothered@gmail.com.
And then know that you're supporting a black-owned business. That part, okay?
That part.
Support us. We black-owned.
And we will support you.
We do. We always support without even anybody, asking us to. We support black singers. We support black-owned businesses. And nobody has to ask us.
We support independent businesses in general.
That part. Well, this is, the strange world that we're living in. And, you can't tell a bot from a real person nowadays because older people, again, don't know how to use this shit. And then, what is that? What are you showing me?
Artist of the day.
Artist of the day. Who is our artist of the day?
Yeah, Who Done It Beats. Who Done It?
Who Done It?
Yeah, I like this new song he just recently released.
I found a new artist of the day, though.
Okay, we can play them both. There's no problem.
We can play them both. Go ahead and play Who Done It. And I'm
no, a, because
I'm
not.
Right up while you playing Who Done It.
I sent this video to you, but my sound quality on my phone's fucked. I got an old ass iPhone XR, so.
What's the sign? Put it on my phone.
Here. I sent it to you already. You lost it?
I didn't get it.
Oh my God, you definitely got it. Because you commented on it.
Which one is it? Yeah, we, you know, whatever.
I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, send it to me again. Okay, so she's sending me a video clip from our producer, Who Done It on the Beats.
The one who helped me write.
It didn't come through.
Mad at us. Oh, no, I didn't send it.
Oh, send that shit.
I thought I sent it, but I didn't. I didn't press the send.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't have it, you guys.
No, before I did send it to you, because this is a forward.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let's play it. Let's play it. And this is Who Done It on the Beats. And what's the name of the song?
Who Done It on the Beat? Oh, I forgot to look at this one. Let me go. Oh, well,
did
no,
you find this on TikTok? Or did you find
on
this
TikTok,
on you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's on TikTok.
What's his name?
George Lovett.
No, this one.
No, it's Who Done It Beats and Films.
Yeah.
On TikTok. Who Done It Beats and Films on TikTok.
I've been smoking green since I was 15. Couldn't hang with the liquor, I was straight on the lean. Some other things cool, but the Mary Jane rule. If you got a problem with some smoke, stop acting like a fool. This what this for. It's a portal to some chill.
Okay, that's enough of that. Anyways, that was... Oh, should I have kept going?
It's
all right. No, I was like, I don't want to play the whole thing. It's copyright infringement, you know. All
oh,
that
he ain't gonna fucking charge us for that shit.
I think that he's an excellent producer. Excellent producer.
Yeah.
Excellent producer. Did I say that?
Yeah, like 5 times.
Okay, he's an excellent producer. That was George Lovett.
Yeah.
Who Done It on the Beats.
And film.
And film. And yeah. And I want
to. Who Done It Beats and Film. My bad. On TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
Okay, so we're playing Sasaki.
Yes, we're playing Sasaki because she just put out a new song. Mm-hmm. And you guys can find it on Biggie YouTube. I don't know why it's on Biggie's YouTube. But anyways, Biggie must be promoting her as well. You know, ooh. Biggie from Baddies. But anyways, ooh. You can find it. More than likely, I don't know if it's on Tiseki's page, but it's on Biggie's page. And it's called WWD. Okay?
Super white pussy.
Oh, I see why Biggie is.
Word. What we doing? Yeah. Look at the way that I'm moving. Off the
time. Biggie's song is on. This is Biggie's song. And it's featuring Tiseki.
Come and follow. All of my bitches get so on the mano. What's the word? What we doing? Yeah. Look at the way that I'm moving. Off the time. Reposado. Feeling like I hit the lotto.
What's the word? What we doing? WWD featuring Tiseki. It's WWD by Biggie featuring Tiseki. You can find it on Biggie's YouTube page.
I'm a way to the function. And your nigga, he don't even want you. He cuffing. When he the woman, I'm dubbing. Nigga stuck in my pussy. He think that we fucking. It was all an assumption. What bitch gonna check my flow? I'm in this bitch like FIFA.
Another bad girl. Oh, okay.
Play with him like G.I. Hop. Top daddy on the scene. I'ma do me. You gon' hit it when I put up in that new V. It's all good. Watch it all on TV.
She's Dominican.
Way, you still gon' see me.
I mean, all shit in between the rock and the hard place. They talk about.
I love it. You know why I love it? Because they're getting money together. They're not focusing on the baddies, beef, and all that bullshit. They get money together, baby.
What's the word? What we doing? Yeah. Look at the way that I'm moving. All the time.
I like Biggie though. That's my girl. She was the fan favorite.
Okay. Here.
One day when I have money, I will subscribe to Zeus.
What we doing? Yeah. Look at the way that I'm moving.
Okay. I'ma stop it right there, y'all. I'ma stop it right there. Again, that was WWD. That's the name of the song, What We Doing. And the artist's name is Biggie from Bad Girls, featuring Tiseki. Siki, you know, you guys know that's Krishan's sister, but two very talented girls. Mm-hmm. Two very talented girls. Like, I love both of them. Like, just from the show.
Not to be starting things, but mm-hmm. I feel like Siki's music more appeals to me. And, you know, I don't really listen to music like that, but...
Besides her feature on this song?
Yeah. I don't really listen to music like that, but Siki's music...
Well, you know, Biggie is an aesthetic artist. She's an aesthetic artist.
That's like, I like your music better. I like your music, your way of singing better than like mine. So, I mean, you have things that you, certain things that you like, so you can't, like, change. And
I like all music. I ain't gonna lie. I like a lot of different music.
I do, too, but I
have, I really like trap. I like, I don't really like trap hip-hop. That I like R&B. I like a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Little bit country.
I like pop. I love pop
music. Little bit country.
I love pop music. And I also love a little bit of rock. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
I love a lot of bit of rock. Rock is one of my favorite genres. Yeah. Especially classic rock. Mm-hmm. Alternative rock. There's no one.
But we'll put the link.
Okay.
We'll put the link in the bio.
No, Tiana's gonna put the link in the bio.
No, you're gonna do.
No, I'm not. No, why don't you tell them the link?
I just sent it to you. But it's on Biggie page. And I love Biggie. I'm not going to lie to you. Biggie was the fan favorite on the Baddies East. And she's just like, if you saw the show.
No.
Yeah. Like, she's just like the most reasonable voice on the show. You know?
No.
Like, and then she came on the show with a lot of money. I like a bitch that make a lot of money. I love a bitch. Especially a young girl like her. A young girl like her that's just making her money and doing her thing. I love it. I love it. Well, let's get into our nappy time story of the day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That story is crazy. But yeah, go ahead.
What you mean?
No, wrong one.
You sent me the nappy time story of the day.
No, I didn't. You sent me this time. I got confused because I sent you a nappy time story and that shit was fucked up. But no, we are talking about Deanna Indiana Dixon.
Okay,
that would be before the link I just sent you.
Is this the link?
No. Oh yeah,
it is.
Deanna from Indiana, you are making us.
You guys can look it up on WTHR, but this is her interview she did.
That's exactly how I introduced
her. Yes. WTHR, beautiful voice. Indiana.
Literally, so they say it correctly because I'm either.
She used to be on the audition circuit with us.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is perfect. Just to rhyme with my state where I was born.
Well, how
she also went on tour with Ray Rihanna.
Oh, wow.
And Kanye West.
Being featured on national TV. And that's not...
I lost track of her after that.
But that's not how she got famous, y'all. She got famous on TikTok. Singing songs in her Uber car.
I remember once we rapped.
She didn't get famous from going on tour with Rihanna or Kanye. She got famous from YouTube and TikTok. Well, TikTok mainly. TikTok mainly.
King Richard.
I prefer iPhones.
And so they had the whole tennis
court. Like, remember when we did that one audition for,
like, beautiful tennis balls?
What was it called? Butler? Mm-hmm. At Butler University? Remember they did that? And her and this guy, they were just like, somebody was playing the piano. I forget who was playing the piano.
Yeah, we were at Butler University.
And somebody was playing the piano, and
the guy was playing the piano.
They just came up with this whole motherfucking song.
No, they didn't come up with it. It was hypothetically.
That didn't sound like hypothetically to me.
But it was hypothetically by Life Jennings.
It was like they were making it up as they go along, and I was like, yeah, wow,
you thought they were making it up, but
it sounded like they were making it up as they went along.
It was hypothetically.
I've heard hypothetically though, but that was not the same
because it was done on a piano. And also, it was a cappella.
And also,
it was the same song.
It was
song.
Not the same lyrics?
The exact same lyrics.
Okay, if you say
what
so.
What if I broke my
I don't think that's what she saw. But if she...
No, it was the exact same song.
Actually,
Gina had never heard it, but you know I'm a Life Jenna fan.
Yes, I have. What are you talking about?
You never heard that song before they sung it, though.
No, I did, too. That was one of my favorite songs by Life Jennings. And I was so mad.
Piano back
I was so mad that they had change the lead singer. Like I like it when the lead when
they changed it to Fantasia. Yeah,
Fantasia.
But originally it was some girl that he knew.
Yes. And that is the version I heard originally back when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. But they at the audition, Deanna and the dude,
they
did,
switched up that song.
Yeah,
they were singing the song, but they didn't sing it exactly. That's okay. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Tiana.
They sung it in the rendition that they wanted to sing it
yes.
in. But it was the exact same words.
It was the exact same words. They changed
up
them words.
They did.
Okay,
not.
Whatever. It's been so long. I don't remember. Fuck it. Finish playing the interview.
Okay, so this is Deanna's Dixon's, or Deanna from Indiana's interview that she did with WTHR. And it's like telling how she became famous, because again, she did not become famous from her going on tour with Rihanna or Kanye West. She basically did not make any money from doing that.
And unfortunately,
she was a single mom at the time. I don't know if she's still single, but she was a single mom at the time. And she also feel like her weight, you know, she got a lot of criticism from her weight in the industry.
I never even thought nothing about the weight. I don't look at weight, though, so.
Yeah, but
and I'm not a little bitch
she went through that, you know.
I've been a little bitch. I'm not a little bitch currently.
I cannot do that. Okay.
So this is the rest of the interview. All the emotions, like, hit me. Even the lyrics that I was singing, it feels so good to be alive. I got all my tribe by my side, and I just thought about all of the people in my life that have supported me and how big this moment wasn't just tears was streaming down my eyes. And imagine this. Through my experience with working with celebrities, I'm so used to, okay, everything's done. The celebrity is being rushed off the stage. She stayed there and relished in the moment with us. She talked to us. She congratulated us, thanked us, and took pictures with us. And I'm over here trying to keep it together because now the tears are in full flowing off of my face. But I'm over here cheesing with these tears. So full of gratitude that I was selected to be part of such a major moment.
Like, I was a little girl. So my uncle was a football coach who worked for the NFL.
Is there anyone higher and for you? Like, I mean, is there anyone that could top Beyonce at this point?
I was a little girl when I met them, and I was like, they scared me.
I'll have to go to the grave. Because
them niggas was big. They were huge. Like,
she is so I don't one know how, of the top, the how pinnacle to, for me. It's just like... Someone says, so where do you go from Deanna. Here? And I'm like...
On meeting celebrities.
It just clicked in my head, after you have worked with the biggest, your biggest influence, where you go is back to yourself and you build your own artistry. And that is exactly what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because you got that shit, girl.
This timing of this week, I mean, how perfect for you. I mean, what do you have going personally and professionally as we count down to this weekend?
So the crazy thing is, believe it or not, although I've been singing professionally for like full time for the last 3 years, living in Los Angeles.
I'm gonna pause it right there. Like when she said, although she has been singing professionally, to me, just because you got a job with a top and up and coming celebrity, that does not mean that you weren't singing professionally your whole life. I think Deanna has been a professional artist her whole life.
Yes, and she's,
we have been singing professionally our whole life. We've done we've done festivals, we've done state
remember
fairs.
When we did did the baseball field in Lafayette.
Right, right. Well, let's get this over with.
Don't kill my heart.
Yeah.
My achy breaking
all
heart.
I want y'all to do is check out Deanna from Indiana.
Yes.
And again, check we're not out. Being paid she for bad. These promotions. She's been bad. And again, like we've been
sucks.
Doing this shit our whole life. So
she's an excellent singer.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer. She's an amazing singer. And so is Golden Singer Songwriters, baby. That's who we are. On our off days when we doing, you know, shows and shit. But we like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And we want y'all to do what?
Remain unbothered.
Unbothered. And don't let anybody stop you. And don't let anybody tell you that you're not doing something professionally. Because this girl started off singing with Kanye and Rihanna. But she didn't get her fame.
When did she get paid, though?
She didn't get paid until her TikTok went viral. That's what I'm telling you.
That's what she's saying.
That's so what I'm telling you. Years, right? And she wants, her message was at the end of that video is that don't give up on what you're doing. Don't stop. Keep going. And don't let nobody tell you you're not good enough, cause baby.
Yeah.
Because guess what? What is bitches going to be?
Mad at us.